It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
I'm Chase.
And I'm Timothy.
And this is Customer Service.
Morning, Angel.
There we go. How are we?
Good, good, good. We're cruising, baby. It's Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I felt like when I woke up this morning, it was supposed to be Friday.
I don't know, man. This week's been weird for me, and I feel like I saw a bunch of people in the Discord kind of saying the same thing. You know what I mean? Like, not necessarily bad or anything. Just, like, I've been kind of tired and off and just, you know what I mean? Like, just not quite.
Yeah.
I'm not locked in right now. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not in a good schedule.
Yeah. Do you think it's because of, bro, it was light out fairly late last night. It's been beautiful the last couple of days. Crazy we had snow last weekend, but I would anticipate that's kind of the root of
feeling. I mean, it would make sense.
Off, you know?
It feels like also like every weekend we've had here, not to do weather talk, but it's like it snowed last weekend. It's supposed to rain this weekend, even though it's been nice during the week. Like, I feel like on my like days off, I'm just sort of like sulking around the house. And I need to, I don't know.
Get out in the world.
Yeah.
I'm golfing Saturday morning with Coop. I'm bummed we might have some rain because our golf plans last weekend got thwarted by the rain gods.
You're going to be dusty for your boys' trip to Palm Springs.
I know. I need to get some strokes in, but we'll see, you know.
You can't go out there to a top golf or anything around here?
There's a top golf not far from my house. Yeah, I went with Michelle's dad last year.
Go whack a few.
If that's what it comes to, I have a new strategy. Let me tell you about it. I think this interpolates across multiple aspects of life. I would say, while I'm not a good golfer, I have moments of like, damn, I have a decent swing and you know this and that. I often find myself swinging for the fences, swinging out of my fucking shoes. Now, I will say, there's sometimes I get around on it, bro. I might have the longest drive of the day. You know what I mean? Like, I can really get around on it, but I'm so inconsistent. So my thing this year, before having taken a stroke in 2024, almost said 2025, I'm pull about 20%, 30% off the shot and just try to make good contact. That's my resolution for golf, more or less. You know what I'm saying? How do you feel about that?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, pull 25% off that swing on the green. No, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't care. I told you my experience with golf is I worked at a golf course for quite a while.
Yeah.
Never did anything except for sometimes we would go on the putting like practice area and like knock a couple balls around while we were cleaning up.
Yep.
I mean, I've told you before,
you're good at putting.
I'm weirdly good at putt. I don't know what that means for if I go on an actual golf course and do putting, but
you know what? You have we have a buddy, Harry. Harry, if you listen to this, buddy, I love you, buddy. Can't wait till we can play. We were going to play with him last week. You know Harry.
Mm-hmm.
Harry has this nature about him where he's just, it's similar to what we say about Cooper, how Cooper's so liquid and just like, you can't guard him in basketball because he's not, his bones aren't real, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he's made a joke.
Harry has like a very lackadaisical way about like, he doesn't take it too seriously, comes up and just smacks the ball. And like, there's something to be said about that. So I could see you actually, if you got into golf remotely, I could see you being like, I like it and it's fun, but you have enough apathy to not take it too seriously, to not get in your head, to not ruin your game. You know what I'm saying?
I've told you before, my issue with competition is that if there isn't like a physical element where I can like dominate in that way, then I don't. It's frustrating to me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I can't. There's no kinetic energy happening in golf. Do you know what I mean? It's too boring.
Well, you know, and it's also, like, it's completely contained within yourself. If you fuck up, it's only you, dog.
I understand why you like it. You know what I mean? But it's just not, I don't know. It doesn't do anything for me. Like I said, if there was a golf course where it was just like there's a walking path throughout and I go, oh, these are nicely mowed lawns. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
yeah,
that would be, I would like that.
Yeah.
I like the element of walking around it, but that's about, I just
You know
can't.
What, buddy? I think you in retirement, you and Abby living on a golf course would probably be pretty good for you guys.
Yeah, I go to the clubhouse.
Yep.
I go, you know, take a sauna.
Yeah. If it were a nice course, you would have access to those facilities, mm-hmm. I would assume. If you live on the course.
Yeah, you know, you get like a club sandwich and a tea.
Yeah, fuck yeah, dude.
Walk home.
You hear
That's
all the raunchy
most of the day right there.
You hear all the raunchy talk of the old golf guys. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what, I've said it on the pod before. There is no raunchier and or less politically correct talk than that of the 68-year-old dudes that hang out at the golf course all day. Whether they're there to golf or not, they're at the clubhouse. You know what I mean?
I think that anyone, even if you're into golf, can admit that it's predominantly dumbasses that do it. You know what I'm saying? So it's just, you know, it's just the way it goes. I think anyone that's been at a golf course for more than a couple times knows that that's the case.
Yeah.
And it's, you know what I mean? It's not for me. It's not like, it's not like guys who are passionate about what they do in life that like are super into golf.
Yeah.
Generally speaking, I know I'm being general here. This is not everybody, but it's just like, I've never had like a great experience. And look, the golf courses I was going to are not necessarily the nicest.
Well,
thing
and
in the world,
same with me growing up. The one that I worked on, I'll say it was regarded as a tough course to play, no doubt. Like people would say, oh man, that's a tough course. It was a hard course to play. But I mean, the last 10 years of its life, it was. I'm surprised we charged a fee. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? If you guys bring your own gas, you want to gas up these old ass carts, you can just have at it.
I mean, we used to go pay like, you know, like $8 to go to the driving range that was like right off the highway. You know what I mean? Just like you can hear cars whizzing all day. And we'd go there and pay like $8 for 100 balls and then just shank 100 balls and then take off. I mean, you know what I mean? It was just goofing around.
Yeah.
I've
hitting
never
it as hard as you could.
Done it once where I was like trying to like get it. And there was no natural ability mm-hmm. for me there. So it just... It's not, I don't know, like that's not a, I don't need to challenge myself with little feats of strength, you know what I mean? That's what the gym's for me.
Mm-hmm,
and then
mm-hmm.
everything else for me that's like, that's helpful is like a more kinetic thing or like a more, you can't, I want to dissociate, you know what I'm saying? And like,
that's not
necessarily what you're doing at a golf course. Like I want to,
I like when things are hard and shit too. Like you're down to like suffer out there for an hour.
Yeah. I mean, if you just go standing in the sun, great. I mean, but like, I want it to be, like the hikes I do are not like easy hikes.
Yeah.
They're a pain.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's either like low, like incline for like 2 hours, you know, so you're just like halfway through, you're like, I can't do this anymore. And you're like, then I sit there and go, well, you're going to do this. You're going to do this, idiot. You're going to get up.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Your dumb ass got all the way out here.
Or you go up the other side, which is really hard. And it's like a lot of like climbing and you know, it's, I like that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I like being outdoors and in the sun. I get it. I get why people like golf.
Yeah. Cause
I totally get it.
Yeah. 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 The sport itself doesn't interest you, but that's my biggest thing. And I'm sure that I annoy everybody I play with when we do this, but I'm like, man, guys, we're so fortunate. Look at this. We're all just out here. We're kicking. We're outside for 4 or 5 hours. We're in the sun, getting a little physical. Man, we're so lucky. You know what I mean?
I think for all the things that I think that you do need to work on, you're pretty good at being in the moment, I'll say.
I honestly, that's something that I try to be a little less worried about the other shit.
You're generally, I think this is one of those things like you always saying that you wear black all the time, mm-hmm. like only don't wear color. And I'm like, it's like 90% of what
I
you wear.
No color,
you did colors. I'm not saying you wear like rainbow shit, but you're just like,
it's blue. It's
you've got this idea about, it's. I think the same thing is like, you like this idea of being like this like downtrodden person, but you are not that thing.
Michelle
you're
said,
like a golden retriever.
She said, Timothy, I swear to fucking God this morning, she said, you think that you're not like friendly with people, but you're like actually a golden retriever. So.
You're just not you. I don't think you have natural social ability, or at least it's like me, where it's like I can do this. It just drains me.
It drains
me. You know what I mean? Like that's
I can turn it on, no problem.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
By the end of the thing, it's like guys, I've got nothing left.
If I have all day to prep, where I can have a nice amount of alone time and charge my batteries by a lot, then I can go do it, no problem.
Yeah.
But if I don't have, like, honestly, commuting used to be good for me in that way. Of like, it was just like at least an hour, 2 hours a day, mm-hmm. separate hours mm-hmm. of alone time where I can just sort of like.
Fuck
zone
off,
out
yeah.
and kind of like that's enough for me to be like, all right, I can do this again now.
Yeah,
you know, but like it's hard. And I think also like we don't live in a city where you kind of are forced to like socialize quite a bit. I mean, it can be any city, but like anywhere you have to commute and get around and like run little errands all the time because you're not doing like big grocery hauls or, you know, shit like that. Like you just have to like pop into places and say hello and like turn it on enough times that you're like in practice.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yep.
You don't really have to do that here. You can kind of just get in your car and I go to my house and I go here. And if I come in and I don't want to talk to you guys, I don't talk to you guys.
You're just coming
here.
It's not
like I just come into my office and do my work. It's not a big deal. So it's like, you know, and I don't feel it's different. You know what I mean? So
yeah, I agree.
I think that like it's just – but I think that you've got this idea that you're like a much more anti – not just antisocial, but like you're generally – you have much more of a positive attitude than I do.
I do. Yeah. I do. That's you and I. We balance each other out in that way, though.
Mm-hmm.
Over 7 years, it's something
I think
that we've
that in ways that like I will push myself hard and put myself outside of my comfort zone. You have troubles doing that.
Yes,
but you know I can sort of make you do that. And I think sometimes when I'm too negative, you will balance it out.
I just there's enough of me that you can only be negative for so long.
Yeah,
you know,
because you think everything's great. It's why I can't trust any of your tastes because I don't. There's no balance. It's everything that you see or hear or
it's
you
the best
like
I've
it
ever
all.
Had.
Yeah. To be fair, it's either that or it's the worst you've ever heard.
Yeah.
But then you'll change your mind.
Trash.
Yeah. You're a black and white kind of person, but I'd say generally white. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like you're generally a pretty positive. You know, if that's the way
that's
you're
nice. That's
that.
Nice. I wasn't always that way. I don't think.
Yeah.
Maybe I was. I don't know. I don't know. What else is new in your world, bro? We got team dinner going on tonight. We're going to go have a little dinner with the gang.
Yep. I'm going to go have some fancy pizza. And
having some arancini.
Throws in the gronies.
Yeah.
It'll be fun. Just a nice like recharge. You know what I mean? Everyone's been working hard. And we'll go have a fun dinner for a night.
Yeah. And we didn't do – well, technically our Christmas dinner and New Year, everything got kind of fucked up around then. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
Bob
well,
ended
just,
up getting sick.
It's just
we didn't
like
all get
busy
together.
Busy around that time too, so it's like easier. Like, you know
I gotcha.
What I mean? It's kind of there's no reason for it. No stress. Nothing really going on specifically that would have us all distracted. So
you know, back in the day, we used to we talked about it yesterday with Bob, but we used to go to restaurants in Boulder all the time. We went to the spot Arcana, which is no longer the spot Mateo, which is down on the east side.
To be fair, it was also like. You know, four of us, maybe five of us.
Yeah,
then, you know what I mean?
Sure,
and now it's like quite a bit more.
Yeah.
So it's a different thing to organize. Then.
Yeah, but because back then it was me, you, Cooper, Abbey, Bob Page.
Maybe. And like one person didn't, you know, would always not be able to.
Yeah.
And, you know, so you'd be able to.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a little bit easier to mobilize back then.
Got a little team dinner. We got a Nuggets game on tonight. Let's go, baby. Come on, boys.
Great. And You're really shooing in a lot of sports talk lately.
Shane goes, God, we've been watching so much fucking sports lately. But we're in hockey and basketball playoffs. What's not to love?
I'll give you a laundry list of things.
What do you got going on this weekend? You guys going to hit the farmer's market again?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Probably do farmer's market. I don't know what else.
I'm fixing for that green salsa, you know?
I don't know what else we'll get into. I don't really have much... I don't want to do anything. It's been kind of, like I said, it's been kind of a bummer that every single weekend's been harder to get around because it's snowing or raining or whatever the hell. So I think it's supposed to do it again, but I don't know. I don't think we really have a ton going on, which is
you guys ever take Gigi up into the woods? You guys ever go climb around in the woods?
She goes on hikes with us, but not necessarily like full on like woods.
Yeah.
But you know, I mean, trails.
Yeah. Yeah.
We do that quite a bit. Yeah. Especially when it's nicer. It's been like, the problem is like the trails are all still like muddy and gross and it's fine for one of us to go, but like it's harder for her.
Well, and in the event she decides she's done with it, it's tougher to carry
what
her
you
around.
Get, and, she gets very hyped up and then decides halfway through, I'm kind of bailing on this whole thing. So you got to kind of keep her motivated the whole time.
Yeah.
It's
a
lot, but she likes to do it, especially when it's nice out, it's easy.
Yeah.
So we do it a lot.
Speaking of Gia the other day when she was in, it's taken everything in me not to take that Hot Wheel set out. She has this Hot Wheel track, you know, and she has a bunch of Hot Wheel cars. And me and Alec and Graham were like, hey, let's see real quick, Gigi. Let's see if we can get a car to drop in, shoot off a ramp, catch air, and then land on a downslope of a ramp. And long story short, we got it to go. Like, and it's like we all just didn't know what to do. So it was like an actual exclamation, like, oh, like –
here's the one I should bring in. Is she likes to do? She has like a marble run.
I heard about this.
like it breaks my brain every time I go to do it. Like yeah. whatever that kind of science is or math or whatever it is, like it's not for me. Mm-hmm. Like you go to build it and you're like, I know what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. And then halfway through you're like, oh, the infrastructure is bad. It's falling apart. It's not going down the holes I thought it was going to go down. Like yeah. I don't understand yeah. where I went wrong. And like half the time I'm building it and then she's also making side pieces that she'll attach to it that make the whole thing fall down. Yeah, and it's yeah, like, of course, it's like a race against time to try to get it done. It is not my favorite thing to do.
Well, and I heard the last time you spent like hours getting it to mimic the one on the box.
Yeah,
or
I just looked at the box. I was like, all right, that one's going to work nice. Yeah. I'll just do what they did. You know what I mean? Rather than trying to do the dumb things I'm doing alone.
Yeah.
And I like spent a while to get it like exact. You know what I'm saying? Cause it's yeah. kind of hard cause you can't see all the angles. Uh-huh, uh-huh. So it took me like a while. And then she ran the marbles once. And I was like, all right, what are we going to do now? And I'm like, I figured this was going to buy me an hour. You know what I mean? Like, what? You know, it took me an hour to set
I want you to play for an hour.
Yeah. I thought I'd yeah, bought myself yeah. some free time. But yeah, so that one, I don't love doing that.
Yeah,
but
yeah. Well, so be it.
It's hard. It's hard to like, you think it's hard when they're a baby. And it is. There's like there's a lot of different elements that are hard, but they're easy to entertain then. Then they become toddlers, and suddenly you have to think of so many different things to do all the time. And I'm like, I am not that creative when it comes to this. Like, yeah. oh, I think I'm okay. I'm good. I'm good at like keeping it going.
Yeah.
But it's hard to think of like new ideas of play things all the time because you don't yeah. realize how out of practice you are at like playing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Until you.
Well,
have to,
and
like,
I was thinking
it.
Like, I'm thinking back like me and my buddy Ryan. We were very self-sufficient. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Both of our parents were divorced, so we were. Either my mom's house or his mom's house or his dad's house. We were always elsewhere, you know. But, like, mm-hmm. we had access to, a lot of the times, some woods. We had access to garages, which had shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Gia's not necessarily at that age where she can romp around the neighborhood with a friend. Like, for instance, I'm sure I've said it on the pod, like, any time that I could get my hands on a shovel, I was digging a hole. And that was more than enough activity for me. Like, to this day, if you said, here, you don't got to work from mm-hmm. 2 to 6 – you could just dig the deepest hole that you can imagine. That would be as fulfilling to me as if you gave me the day off or something. Like,
she really sees through those types of activities where you're like, all right, so you're going to really, like, you'll just zone out here and do this dumb thing for a long time. It's not, she's in and out.
Oh,
or
man.
She, like, accomplishes the task and is like, all right, what are we doing now?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I agree. I mean, we would thing, just yeah. go, like, you know. Like, how big of a hole can we dig in a sandbox? And that yeah. would be like, well, that's cool. That's 2-3 hours right there.
Yeah, yeah, cool. It's really deep. Let's fill it yeah. back in and let's go do something else. Uh-huh. How high can you climb? We used to say, you know, elementary school and beyond, you know, you say, like, how high you think I can get up this thing and jump off without getting hurt? So it'd be mm-hmm. like, I'll climb up the slide at the playground, 7 steps. Can you get up 7 steps? And like, that was, again, I would do that today with everybody here. I think that'd be a fun activity.
Yeah, I mean, the thing that entertains the most is because we have a very large park next to the house that's close. Yeah. So I'd mostly just walk over there, and then there's people doing weird shit in the park all the time, like walking across those tight ropes and, you know, a bunch of hippie stuff, doing double sticks,
yeah,
all that, whatever
what's
they do.
It called? Slackline?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So she'll watch
hippie
them.
Hippie sticks, throwing the things around?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She likes looking at them, seeing what the hippies are doing.
Yeah.
And then, you know, there'll be people playing volleyball. And last time we walked past, they were playing, like, dance music, which she's into.
Yeah.
And she just immediately starts, like, dancing to it. A bunch of the girls liked it. Yeah. Watching her saying, yes, queen. And she's just not looking at them, just dancing. I like this music. Yeah.
Dude, you know, one thing that's so, so great about Gia is, man, maybe all young kids are this way, but she is so weird and her interests are so broad. It's mm-hmm. so interesting to watch her become a full human because she's unabashedly herself. There's no,
she doesn't, you can't force anything on her. She comes to things naturally mm-hmm. and they're very unusual.
Yeah.
I don't know what type of adult she'll be. I mean, just truly like can't. Well, just yeah. water in a cup, man. I have no idea what she,
yeah, yeah.
But so we'll see. But yeah, she does have a lot of, a vast array of interests, and they're all a little bit strange.
Love it.
But I think that's like a little bit the age, but she's not being influenced from the outside yet. Mm-hmm, you mm-hmm. know what I mean? She's good, just whatever piques her interest.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Sick.
All right. So let's go. Let's hit the news desk here.
Let's hit it.
I got one thing for you. This was on the Wall Street. I feel like it was on the Wall Street Journal, but this has been coming up a lot lately. And it's this. I think this will interest you from a couple different directions, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. but still pertains to what we do. Is the popularity of this Trader Joe's tote Have you
no,
seen
I'm not familiar.
Anything?
I've got my laptop.
Maybe look up the totes. You know what I'm talking about. So like,
is it white with red lettering?
Yeah, I mean, it looks like a bean tote, and then it's just got like the ugly Trader Joe's logo on it. But it's like extremely popular. It's selling out everywhere. I mean, it's been like a thing. I've definitely
seen this, but not in the context that you're bringing it up. No.
I mean, I've seen a couple of my friends that live in Japan, like being like, I'm trying to get one of these. You know what I mean? Like they're like selling out. This yeah. whole thing.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing is, I weirdly do understand it. I don't understand it if you're from here. I get it being from somewhere. It's like how we're fascinated with family. Murder.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like I get it, but it's also such a strange
Yeah,
the logo's
it's a weird
not
thing
cool.
to catch. You know, the logo's bad. Honestly, the logo looks like, and maybe there's something I'm referencing, but it looks like it'd be like a restaurant that also has a rainforest in it. You know what I'm saying?
Like Rainforest Cafe.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. That is what I'm referencing. Yeah.
I mean, and that's like kind of what I was gonna ask you
Chicago
about. Is like, is there things? Well, it's not exclusively Chicago. There just is one next to the Rock and Roll McDonald's.
Oh, okay, okay.
But are there things like that are like almost like weird new American icon type things? You know what I'm saying? Like I would have thought like the bean toe on its own, that feels very like nostalgic and American.
But doesn't
you know
it feel
I mean?
Almost too obvious?
Maybe. I mean, maybe that's why the Trader Joe's one's kind of hits. I mean, and because it's not – I think the Trader Joe's things work in that it's like kind of weird. You know what I mean? Where it's like Erewhon's too – it's like a thing, you know what I mean? And it's like, and now it used to be cool, and I cannot talk about that now. We're not talking about Erewhon. You know what I mean?
Done with
it? It's done. It's dead. It's in the ground.
Sure.
We're burying it up.
But if we go to L.A., dog, we're going to have to go to one.
I'm not saying I wouldn't go. I'm not saying I'm not trying to get a Hailey Bieber smoothie. I'm on all this.
You want a $40 smoothie. We're
still saying, we can't talk about it anymore.
Yeah.
People have talked into the ground as like a fascinating thing. I'm like, it's not that fascinating. It's just, they just went, it's like Whole Foods, but we're going to double all the prices. And you're like, oh, interesting. You know what I mean? And it is, but it's like, it's not years worth of conversation.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Two things real quick. One, I love that Whole Foods has, maybe it's just me. I feel like Whole Foods is no longer like exorbitantly priced. It's only for rich
people.
It's only
by Amazon, dude.
I feel like it's not as cheap as say a King Soopers or a Safeway, but like it's not so outstanding to go to Whole Foods and get a handful of shit like it used to be.
My problem is, I think that's one thing. Some of this is you've just gotten older.
Yeah, that's
what I
mean.
And it's like mostly what we have here, so it's you're just
used
to it.
And also, we've decided we want nice produce and shit, so we're gonna go to Whole Foods. I don't care what it costs. That's something.
I just want you to think about what you're saying and know that you gave me a hard time about this like 4 years ago when I said the same shit.
Yeah, no, you're right.
I don't care if it's more expensive. I just like the experience better.
No, I've leveled up to that point. Yeah, yeah.
You know,
I just now agree with the train of thought and I've implemented it in my life and in our life.
It's just because
we're
I just can't be bothered. You know what I mean? It's like when wealthy people are like, I would never get a used car. I'm not doing that game of this like vintage car thing. It's a pain in the ass. I'm like, yeah, I mean, like, I think having a vintage car is cool, mm-hmm. but I get it too. It's like, I don't want to deal.
I'm not going
to
fuck around with old car shit. Just give me a new one.
If I've gotten older and earned the money, I don't want to mess around with it. You think I want to go to a shop or do anything? I don't want to mess up my garage. That's for looking pretty.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't want anything to do with like, I get it. You know what I mean? I'm not saying I'm fully on board with that one necessarily, but it's the same thing. It's like, I just don't want to be inconvenienced.
Yeah. Yeah.
If I don't have to be.
Yeah. I just had a crazy thought and then I want to get back to Trader Joe's. I just had a crazy thought. Speaking of garages, I want to turn our garage into a Midwestern living room garage that we all know and love. We all, meaning you and I and the Midwest folks. You know what I'm talking about.
I know.
Where you put the bug net over the front and it just become, roll down a couple carpets and it becomes a place you hang out. I'm doing that. So I'm going to text Michelle after this pod. Hopefully she's
down. I've said this before. If you started making $1 million a year, there was nothing that you would do that I would be jealous of.
That was true. And
you're
not
choose
you're not
to
being,
do
like
or think are really cool are just very opposite of me. You know what I mean? Maybe you have a cool car. Maybe you have some cool clothes. Maybe.
Yeah.
But but even those choices I know would be strange
to
me. So it's just never, you know what I mean? Like you're going to pull up in the Mitsubishi Evo from Fast and Furious and we're gonna go, that's a weird choice, man. But I get
close.
It for you. It's great
close.
For you.
I would like an Evo. But if you give me the money, I'm getting a 98 Toyota Supra, the twin turbo, the white version.
Yeah.
Yeah. with the good spoilers.
Drove out of a toy store.
Yeah, drove out of that thing. But anyway, back to Trader Joe's. No,
I'm trying to think
I haven't
of, like,
heard of
other,
this toe,
like,
but
like, what else is in that vein? Like, was I think at one point maybe Nalgene sort of like it was like having one of those was kind of cool.
Well,
I mean, I know like girls are into like the Stanley mug or whatever. Like,
yeah,
you know that you type of, you know, the girls that we grew up with are into that thing.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of other things that are like in that category, or like why is that
like
thing
normal
hitting?
Things
yeah.
that have become.
Yeah,
sambas more or less.
I mean, like,
know,
having
like
the bookstore tote, I think for a long time was like, I mean, I remember
you
when
mean
Abby
from
used to carry one
store,
and,
you mean?
Yeah, until there's holes in the bottom of it, you know what I mean, type of bit. I remember yeah. when that was sort of a, that might have been like a little bit more my era of like, you know, indie sleaze type of shit,
sure,
where that
sure.
was like a thing.
It was
like
signaling
like,
that you read.
Yeah, like New York bookstore tote mm-hmm. that you've run mm-hmm. into the ground kind of deal. So I mean, I get this like fascination. You know what
yeah,
I, mean?
I was
having,
gonna say
like,
I get the overarching idea because I have things in my own head that I want that I think are similar to the Trader Joe's tote, where it's lowbrow, but I like it, and mm-hmm. I'm going to work it in with expensive clothes. You know what I mean? Like, I want like a hat or something from
yeah,
like,
sure, like
a seed store.
Truckers, vintage, like,
yeah.
Kind of
I think it's just in that realm. I think. But I don't know. I will say the totes look nice. It looks like your bean tote, the one that you
yeah.
have that says
I mean,
Prada
it's a great,
on it.
I mean, it's just funny that like that is getting associated with like American culture or something when that,
yeah.
I don't know why it just doesn't feel like it necessarily had that sort of like cultural status. But I do think it's like gotten big at this point.
Interesting.
Which is funny.
Now, this is the second time that I've heard about Trader Joe's becoming cult status outside of the U.S. though. I don't remember who told me or what country. Somewhere out there, you could basically sell that cookie butter. That cookie butter is like an underground market
yeah.
item that people will pay. Similar to how Alex was telling us in Japan, people want Crest 3D White.
Yeah.
So I have heard about
so
the cookie butter and shit. Yeah. But no, do you have anything off the top that you're thinking like is like that? That is like the American icon?
No, I guess that's what I was trying to like come up with on
yeah.
it of like I why this thing now, number one,
mm-hmm.
and then number two, like what else was in like or like what is like fallen out of favor that was in that category prior?
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, see, it's funny you brought up because I actually really like your comparison to Family Mart Lawson's to a Trader Joe's. While they're not, one is a convenience
sure.
store and one is a grocery store, I think what you're getting at though is like it's like affordable for the people kind of thing.
Sure.
Trader Joe's is
enough people have experienced that everyone has an opinion on it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Whether you like Trader Joe's or you think you're above it or whatever it is, like undoubtedly, if we polled 100 people, most of them would say frozen food absolutely bangs. They got a million great snacks. You can go there and get all your little noodles and sauces and everything you need is within a Trader Joe's, and you will absolutely spend way less money than if you went to even, say, a regular grocery store. Like, no doubt.
I'm not a big TJ guy. You know what I mean? Like, it's just
What's your main gripe? Because my main gripe has nothing to do with the store.
It's too small, and then everyone acts insane in there. Because
here's the deal. Yeah.
When you go into a normal grocery store, even, you know, I go to, like, the little Whole Foods, the original Whole Foods, you know what I mean? And
wait.
That's small.
Ideal.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And you walk around it, and it's sort of like it's small, and it's okay because
but you can get everything,
people
dude.
Go in there with a focus. You've got a plan.
I went
in
there after work
Joe's,
the other night.
Nobody's got a plan because
no
one needs anything from there.
You're
you know,
right.
It's not like no one goes there for the produce because that's the worst
produce
thing.
Produce is awful at Trader Joe's,
so
I will say.
You go in with no plan, so everyone's just going all sorts of different directions.
There's no obvious flow.
Yeah, no one's doing the right things.
Yeah.
So it's like it feels out of control in there.
100%. Like my gripe is not with the store, meaning the business practice. I think all the product and the prices I completely agree with. But I agree with you in that the locations are tight. You are never in for a leisurely, let me just get a couple things and be on my way. You will have to bump shoulders with, you know, two barefoot people, at least in Boulder. But also, more than anything, tell me if you agree, I've been to, in Colorado, at least three Trader Joe's. Every single time, the parking lot is as if people have never driven a car before.
Dude, I really truly think that maybe, like, they hired the kid that rides the trike from Saw, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
To like do all of their location scouting because
yeah.
they're like, what's the absolute worst parking lot
where
in this city?
Where can we shove it in so fucking tight so that
they like make the parking spots uneven. Like there, it's like it's literally like a you want to play a game, and then there, and then you go in there, and it's just like let me not lose my shit at some 30-year-old guy with dumb glasses on. You know what I mean? Like that's like the type of energy that a Trader Joe's parking lot. Every single one across America.
No, you're right. You're right.
Like none of them are nice.
I would avoid it because, like I said, I went to Ideal last night or two nights ago. I love Ideal for the exact purpose you said. You go in there, it's like, okay, cool. One, it's Whole Foods, so the produce is good. You go in there, I can get a container of grapes, a grapefruit, some pears, and this, that, and the other, and then I'm on my way. I'm not doing a full grocery run, but if you need food for the night, great. I would never – it feels like I'm not going to jump through 12 hoops just to get into Trader Joe's to then battle with the public. Mm-hmm. They need to figure it out. Make it bigger. Just make it fucking bigger. You would make more money if you didn't make it such an albatross to get to. That's not the right word.
I don't care about it being small. I just want it to not be a nightmare to get in and out of.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't want to have like a fight every single time.
But things I do like, I like they often have a nice flower selection. They have nice little house flowers arrangements, you know, $10. I know you're not buying that shit, bro, but.
To me, I think that beyond that issue is like, I think everything in a Trader Joe's is, bear with me before you freak out, is mid. It's not. Because it's all novelty. It's not meant to be these like great things. There's things that are pretty good in it, but there's nothing that you're going to sign off and be like, that's the best version of that I've ever had. It's like, it's just pretty good.
I would say most of the frozen food, though, to push back would be, you know, up towards the top. Like, for instance, the fiery chicken curry,
We're fighting to the top of what?
Of other frozen food. Of other frozen food, yeah.
Yeah, it's like it doesn't – that's all I'm saying. I'm not saying I don't like it. I'm not saying there's not good stuff there. It's just like, is it worth freaking out about? No. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, when people are, freaking out about all these, like, viral items, it's like, just go to the local place, you know, and get takeout, and it's going to be 10 times better. You'll pay $4 more, maybe?
Yeah.
It's like, it's just not worth the hubbub,
It's become an internet thing. And I liked it better when it was old gardening ladies.
Everything that was, like, this is a little bit of a problem I have, especially with Boulder because it's so close to the vein here. But like everything that was supposed to be like old hippie shit has not – it got too popular. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And it's not like – when's the last time you went into like a weird a health food store? Those used to be a thing. Like especially if you were into like vegan or vegetarian food, you'd have to go to those places.
We used to go to – Is it Vitamin Cottage? There was a Vitamin Cottage.
That sounds like the type of place you'd go to get almond butter.
I can point out the building. It was over by Whole Foods.
Yeah.
I went in there when I first moved here because it was relatively close. Go in there.
Just me and the other freaks. You know what I mean? I like that energy of like, here's me and the other weirdos that like don't like to go to the doctor. You know what I mean? Like now it's like that everything that used to be that is like gotten too big and it's just not – You know what I mean? Like the experience has changed with a lot of these things. And it's a little bit of a bummer because you don't get that experience of like the ultra crunchy guy handing out flyers about protesting, you know, whatever. Yeah. You don't get the whole energy of like, oh, I'm with my freaks. You know what I mean? Like it's just not, you don't get that anymore. You don't get that online. It's kind of a bummer.
Yeah.
I guess maybe that's my real gripe with Trader Joe's. Like it's a threefold thing.
Yeah, there's a lot.
It's still fine.
I love Trader Joe's. I do want to say the product's great. So
yeah, it's fine. Anyway, I don't know if I can think of any other like things.
No, it's interesting though. I hadn't heard that the tote was catching steam, so to speak. But
but
it's cool.
Yeah, it's interesting. Cool. All right, you got anything? On
yeah,
the news desk?
I wanted to talk to you about something. I tried on a pair yesterday. Chris brought them in. I'm in need of a new pair of glasses.
Okay.
It's been 2 years since I had my prescription updated. I'm not sure that my prescription has changed all that much, but I'm out of contacts is where I'm at now. I'm out of contacts. My glasses, I don't necessarily love them on me.
What do you have?
The JMMs.
Tell me what it is about the JMM that revs people's engines so much.
Buddy, it was just a thing. I think it's just a thing. I don't know. I think it's just, in my opinion, if I were to say, it's the first... Okay, when the store first opened, there was Max Pidian. Those were like very like, wow, these are expensive handmade glasses. And I feel like that wasn't something that was in this niche, right?
Okay.
I think a lot of people wear glasses. A lot of people need glasses. And if you're in this world, this niche, I think JMM was the first thing, and I could just be wrong, But I think JMM was the first thing
I really don't
that,
know.
That hit the public of like, here is your niche's approved eyewear. Because okay. I think prior people were doing Warby Parker and Moscot and the like. You know what I mean?
The popular ones. The popular good ones.
The popular good ones. And I'm sure that people were wearing Cartier glasses and those, but that's not even this niche. That's a separate thing. You know what I mean? But I think the JMMs came up at a time where people were primed and ready to receive expensive glasses as another addition to their wardrobe, like a pair of handmade boots or something. You know what I mean? I that's how I understand it. That's I saw it. You bought into it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like I saw it happen. But you know, I've got my glasses. I don't hate them, but I don't necessarily like how I look or feel in glasses. By the end of the day, my head hurts. You know, I don't like to wear.
I have
glasses.
That same thing as I look at my glasses that are sitting on the desk, and I need to wear them more because I know that that's half the problem is that like I don't do them frequently enough, and they give me a little bit of a headache because I'm not getting like used to them. Mm-hmm. So, and I probably need an update to the prescription because that's been a little bit, you know, since I've done, you know, and I like mine. They're like very like old school, like, you know, late 70s, early 80s style Barton Pereiras. And they're cool, but like, I don't know. They're not a thing where I'm like, got to put those on. That'll complete the outfit kind of deal.
Yeah, you know that's how I feel. I more so feel like, ugh, I have to wear my fucking glasses. So now that's going to actually limit what I can wear by 2/3 because of weird rules that I've made for myself. You know what I mean? Long story short, I don't necessarily love how I look in glasses. I don't feel comfortable in glasses. I would prefer to not wear glasses when possible. But I have enough of a...
I think you look nice in glasses. I think that your issue is that you like to wear a hat too, and then they got a lot of shit on your head.
Then there's a lot of shit. Well, and the glasses are thick too.
Yeah.
So my question to you is...
Maybe you just need a lighter pair if you're going to do the hat and the glasses at the same time. You know what I mean? Not
well. That's the struggle. Is
because the JMM situation, they're cool. I get it, but they're like that's a heavy.
It's
frame,
a heavy
you know what
silhouette.
I mean?
It's a heavy frame. It's physically heavy on my head. Mm. You can feel it on my behind your ears by the end of the day. Yeah, you know. And maybe that just means I need to adjust them. But I'm struggling because part of me is like, do I just get a wire pair? You know, and just like kind of just rock normal glasses in like a semi interesting shape, but largely normal. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or Al the other day had on, and I had a pair from you, but I've looked. I don't know where the fuck they are at this point. I've moved
Oh,
twice.
Yeah. It was like a pair I got.
Those clear Warbies.
Yeah, because I used to have like kind of a hook up there, and I got like a handful of pairs, and those ones needed to have the lenses put in. I just never did it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're somewhere. Maybe. I don't know. Anyway, I just don't know what direction to go, because part of me also is like, I want a black frame.
That's a hard one. I've had a black frame before. I used to wear a black frame pretty regularly. Mm-hmm. It's like a specific look. You have to love the way you look in them.
And I don't
wear
a lot of black, as we talked earlier in the pod. So like my thing is like, well, all right, I don't want.
I feel like also like with your skin tone and your hair and everything, like a tortoise makes more sense for you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like something in that vein.
Yeah.
Because you can still wear that with black nicely.
Yeah.
But it still goes with, you know.
Yeah.
You know, your coloring a little bit more.
Yeah. So that's where I'm at with glasses.
I wish I had something to give you here as far as like advice, but I kind of struggle with this too, in that like I just don't think I've put enough like thought or work into it. And even the same thing with sunglasses. I just sort of know kind of what I like, and then I look for a semi-extreme version of it, and then that's the one I wear.
What are the ones you have? Are they Prada?
No, I have Bottega. And I just like a Wayfarer style. Glasses in black, and that's
but a little pushed stylistically, and you can tell they're not a Wayfarer.
Sure, they're not just a Ray-Ban. Although, like that, I still think that's like if you're not sure what to do, and you're like, it's not super expensive. They do last a long time. The quality isn't what they used to be, but it's still good. You get like a classic.
Just get the standard Wayfarer. Yeah, I love it.
Or the Clubmaster or something.
Still look good in them. Yeah.
No, they're not going to go out of style.
No,
and I think maybe sometimes that's sort of like what you need with. Glasses, you know what I mean? I think everyone
just
wants
like
to have an interesting thing, but it's like, unless you dress like relatively muted or very loud, if you're somewhere in between, it's like hard to pick a glass, you know what I mean? Because it's if you're going like, oh, I only really wear like jeans and a t-shirt, well, cool, get a loud ass frame, get a red frame or something. It's going to be kind of like cool and stand out and, you know, be like an interesting aspect to your style. But that also, it's such a commitment because you're not going to have 55 pairs of glasses.
There's that family that used to shop with us quite a bit.
I can think of what you're talking about.
And she always wears those red glasses. I think the kids are now out of college, so they're not.
Well, the ones she had was the Max Pidians that I sold her a couple of pairs. She liked the big chunky. You know what I mean? And they were super cool. I mean, and she had great, like, that sort of like maximal minimal thing, kind of like Comme des Garçons vibe, or Jill Sander, where it's like it's all like kind of interesting silhouettes, but it'd mostly be like,
but mostly normal,
like
too.
A cool black skirt and a white, you know, top, and you're like, yeah, any glasses you wear are just going to complement this whole thing.
Yeah.
So I think if you have that sort of look, which is definitely not you, just to be clear, like you can do like a super loud frame and it like makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't, if you're kind of somewhere in that in between of like, I don't really dress loud, so it's not like I'm just going to go extreme on every level. I know some people can do that where you've got, you know, borough jacket on, patchwork pants, big, you know, crazy boots, crazy glasses, a big old, you know, crazy hat, and that looks cool on them. Mm-hmm, but like, that's not me. It's not you. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like you kind of – I just feel like it's better to just go classic in that case. You know what I mean? Like, because it's like it shouldn't be
– approved eyewear.
It's not like what you're – you're not trying to make a statement with that aspect of what you're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to figure it out.
Yeah. I mean, it's a tough – I mean, people probably have good advice. I don't know. I like I said, I always go for something that kind of looks a little vintagey when it comes to like reading glasses or whatever, and that works for me. But I also don't wear them that often because I'm not good at about – keeping them on me.
Yeah, yeah.
So I just take them off a lot, which is
no. I would love a pair that I could have on daily, or not, but that felt like nothing.
Mm-hmm. Here.
Hold on. I mean, I have wire. Sorry about the microphone.
These are wire frames. This is not probably exactly your style, but like, try see how that feels on you. You know what I mean?
Because
those are like they're like weightless kind of wires. You know what I'm saying? So they're like much easier to nav. Those look nice on you.
I mean, I like the feel of them. Yeah. You know what I mean? We have a pretty similar prescription to it, I think.
Yeah.
So we'll see. We'll see. I might even try
that in between situation where it's like me. It's like, I don't really have to. I mean, you wear contacts. That's a different thing. Like, you're obviously worse than mine. I don't need to do that.
My prescription is pretty.
When I'm at a computer all day or whatever doing like paperwork shit, like this feels better. Like when I have these on right now, I'm like, this is better for what, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not like I'm not in a good habit on it. I used to be. But. Yeah. I don't know. I've just gotten a little out of whack with it. So I don't know. But I mean, if I'm going back to like glasses I actually like wore for a really long time and like kept on it, it was just like a pair of like, I don't remember what they were, but they were like a tortoise pair that I liked the acetate on them. They were a nice weight, not too heavy, not too light. And maybe they were like Garrett Light or something. I don't remember. Whatever was popular at the time. And they were super simple. And they complimented my face. They didn't really add anything, but they didn't really take anything away. And I wore those all the time. It was no big deal to wear. They matched with everything. I didn't think about it. I think maybe sometimes that's just the way to go.
Yeah, that's what I want. What you described is, I don't want to think about it. I don't want, if I'm like, fuck it, my eyes are tired, I'm not going to wear contacts today or whatever.
Yeah, you just want to be comfortable in it.
Then it's just, all right, cool. These are a non-factor in how I feel about myself.
They don't need to be a statement. Yeah. You know? I think that's the thing. I think sometimes it's really hard to know when to like press on the gas and when not to with style stuff. I mean, like that's, I don't mind it for sunglasses, but I kind of like don't really veer much out of a lane that I'm comfortable in with them either.
Sure.
So it's just like, that's where I feel good. So I don't know, but I'll go bolder on a sunglass than I will glasses. In most of those cases, I keep it pretty classic because it's just easier.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a complicated thing.
I'll go try some on across the street.
You got to go to like a nice eyewear place and just like put a bunch of stuff on until you're like, oh, this is hitting for me. But it's tricky because I think you also go into a place and you're like, I like the way this looks with my outfit today, but I don't necessarily like this permanently.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we have a lot of options over at the store right now.
Yeah, I'm going to
just have more sun than optical, but you could still like pop them out and do whatever.
I think technically my JMMs were sun,
and then you change them up. Yeah. That kind of makes sense with the weight. All right. We haven't done this in a while. Let's move on to I got a little grip of hot takes for us.
Yeah, let's hit it.
We haven't done this in a minute. I think we'll start with this one because people
hot take is my spirit animal.
A couple times. and it was kind of going off of what we were just talking about, and that is give a grocery store ranking.
Whole Foods
one. The thing is what's tough about this before we get into it is like there's a lot of like regional ones.
Yeah, well, the thing is like King Soopers is, and apologies if I'm wrong if you're listening to this, but like King Soopers is Kroger.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And like I have some, I'm sure Ohio specific, or I think like even Pittsburgh specific.
What was your like regular grocery store?
Giant Eagle. Okay. Giant Eagle.
And we had Scott's.
See, I never heard of Scott's.
But I think it became Kroger or something.
Well, again, Kroger owns, like, they're all the same. They're just different names depending
Kroger
on where you are
ain't
in the country.
Kroger making a list because it's the worst name of all time. I don't like I don't like saying it.
No.
It sounds like a frog.
It doesn't feel like a nice place to be.
Yeah.
But you can get a lot of shit there. I would say for me, man, it's pretty easy for me. It's Whole Foods is my number one. I love Whole Foods. I love the produce. I love, in particular, I love the one in Longmont by us. Like, I love that Whole Foods. Mm-hmm. Every single time we check out, the cashier is like a homie. There are a couple people we like to go to because they're just like nice, you know, like little weird Whole Foods kids, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? Like, produce is great. 365 brand stuff is awesome and in most situations better than the name brand stuff personally. Like, that, I like the 365 shit. I like the hot bar. You can get whatever. You got the bakery in there. Everything you need is within a Whole Foods, and I like it. And it makes me feel good to go in there and spend money. So it's
to
I don't
me,
care.
It's here's what it's become. It's become Starbucks in the sense that you can get to one, at least where we're from. It's pretty mm-hmm. easy. They all sort of look
here.
The same vibe. I like the logo.
Yep.
It's comfortable in there. The lighting's not bad. You know, it's right down the middle. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I would still say, I guess maybe in a grocery store setting, that's probably my favorite situation. It's kind of mm-hmm. like you go to any Starbucks. They're really good. They all feel the same. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Same type of people working there, same everything. It's just nice that you like know what you're getting yourself into.
Yep.
And I'm not looking to be surprised by a grocery store necessarily.
Yeah.
So I
no,
get it. I don't know if I'm putting it number one. I have to think for a minute.
I just, again, it's consistent. You know exactly, like you said, Starbucks, you know exactly what you're getting.
Mm-hmm.
You go to one in Longmont, Boulder, Arvada, Denver proper, and Broomfield. It's all going to have the same shit, dude. The produce is all good. I love it. Second for me, though, there's one in particular I'm thinking of. It's in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. It's called Giant Eagle Market District. And it was like a full-service grocery store that also had like 10 or 12 fresh food vendors, you know, like a sushi spot, a sandwich spot, a this, that, and the other. Had like a full liquor store inside, and they'd always have like live shows happening. It was like everything. That one ruled. And then the rest of them, Sprouts. I like, actually, Sprouts would go number two.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm trying to look at, like, I wish I could – I want to see a list, you know what I mean? But it's only given – again, it's like
– it's tough because there's so many regionals, bro. Yeah.
Like, I like this question, but it's tough because it's like it depends on where you are. Because I can't fit a Gelson's into here, but that's great.
Oh, okay. Here we go. For me, to solidify my list so I can stop thinking about what order they go in because it's affecting me, it's Whole Foods, it's Sprouts, and then everything else. However, are you familiar with a Wegmans, my man?
Sure.
Yeah, Wegmans would be top,
right.
if it was within reach.
I was going to say, we don't have that here.
No.
Right? Yeah,
and
yeah.
Even then, we had to drive to PA to get to Wegmans, but it was tight.
That's a nice situation.
Wegmans,
I like
colors are good. From what I remember, colors were good. It felt like what Whole Foods feels like now, but 20 years before Whole Foods became anything that mattered.
Like... And I think Sprouts is all right. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I will say it's store to store is very specific.
If you're like an older gentleman looking for something to do with your afternoon, that's the spot. That's the hangout for those fellas.
Yeah, you got nothing.
Are,
you got nothing to do.
They
it
are out
slow.
There. Yeah, it's moving slow at a
Sprouts. Sprouts is slow.
Sprouts, at least you get closer to that Whole Food, like the old Whole Foods vibe where
it
used to be a little bit more.
Sprouts
like,
is right in between three things. It's in between a regular grocery store because you can do a full front to back. It's like a Whole Foods because it's on the healthier side, you can get all your bulk options really nice and clean. But then it's also like a local co-op in that you can get a bunch of hippy-dippy vitamins, you know, all of the holistic toothpaste or whatever you want.
Yeah.
But it's going to be like the organic version of it. Not necessarily better, just more expensive and probably doesn't work as well, but it's going to be quote unquote better for you as a person. That's how I view Sprouts. Now I will say the Sprouts, there's multiple Sprouts in Boulder. The one closer to you is not the one to go to. I don't want to, yeah, you don't want to go to the one that's over by McGuckin's by the tool shop. You want to go to the one that's on Baseline, that is over by the highway. In my opinion, whoever runs their produce program does a really good job. And I've talked to employees in there and been like, hey, just so you know, whoever runs this produce program, y'all got good shit. So just something to consider.
They were like, okay, sir.
He was like,
we'll pass that
all
along.
Right, I don't know.
We don't know who runs the produce program. Yeah. Talking about me who gets it off a truck and puts it in.
Whoever the buyer is for their produce does a good job though. But
I'm trying to think of like, I just wish there was, I mean, my dream situation, it was the same in Chicago, is basically what Ideal Market is. And because people aren't from here and we're doing a lot of local podcasting right mm-hmm. now, but the
Lay
like,
it out, yeah.
it's basically like, I don't know if it was the first Whole Foods in Boulder or whatever the deal is. They always talk about being the first of something.
I don't
understand what it was. Yeah, it was like, it was because it's like, that's why it has a different name, because Whole Foods bought it, or I don't know what the deal is, but it's small. You know what I mean? It's like you get a lot of the amenities, but imagine if you like quartered what a normal Whole Foods is.
If not less. It's closer to like a sixth.
And we had, my dream grocery store was a locally owned grocery store by this really sweet Puerto Rican family that were like, they knew us. They were so nice. They took their jobs seriously. It looked good in there for being a tiny little like local grocery store. Like there was only like, it was built like a T. You know what I mean? Or not like, it's like had two long hallways on either side. One was frozen. One was canned. In the middle was fresh stuff. With a deli counter in the back.
Great.
You know what I mean? And that's it. That was the whole deal. Everything in there was almost like, unless it was like canned or frozen, it went to almost zero every day. You know what I mean? Because it would get like hammered.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
So I'd go in the morning, get the stuff I needed.
Tell me what you were getting, because I know you were getting a vegetable soup every day.
I got, they did like these little loaves of bread, and then I got a can of Amy's French country vegetable. And they did sell cigarettes, and I smoked at the time, so you get a pack of Marlboro Lights and a water, and then I'm
set for the day.
Sometimes some sort of like Nutri-Grain bar kind of situation.
Sure, I knew it, yeah.
And maybe a pack of gum. Boom. They knew me. Daughter knew me. Dapper up. Boom. Got the little loose bag. That every single bag was different. You know what I mean? And it was just like, it was a nice experience because it was like curated. I don't like having a million options.
Yeah.
I don't need them.
It was close to your house?
Huh?
It was close to your
house? It was really close. It was like right. It was, yeah, 2 blocks away maybe.
Yeah,
it was easy. And it was right by the bus stop. It was perfect.
Oh, great.
For me.
Yeah. I love that.
Then there was like a weird pet store next. That's where we got like the dog and cat food from.
Sweet.
Owned by some weird old lady that always would have kind of like controversial, like, animal rights shirts on, which I thought, I love that.
Yeah.
Shirt.
She had some ALF shit.
Oh, yeah. A lot of PETA stuff, a lot of the like, you know, like non-human rights kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I love that thing.
Yeah.
So it was just like a good – I really do like the sort of like some – not grimy, but like a little bit more rougher edged, like local
situation. Yeah, local situation. Neighborhood situation.
Just because they're not common any longer. So there's a little bit of a novelty to it. And again, I don't need – 18 like the fact that there's 365 and then like another two other brands that are making the same like cannellini beans, it's like, oh, just pick one.
Yeah,
it's all the same. It's all
especially
the same.
When we're talking about like a product like a green bean.
Yeah, who cares?
Like, buddy, it's a green bean.
You know what just, I mean, one's, you know, I mean,
one is not worth
$3 here.
More. I know that for certain.
So it's just like I like the simplicity. So like I'm going to choose Ideal Market knowing that really what I'm choosing is any – that's not a perfect example because they got bought by Whole Foods. But like any situation that's like that is what I really want. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Whatever the most hyper-local thing is.
Yeah. You know, back in the day there was another Whole Foods in Boulder that is no longer – this is pre-you living here. But it was over in the Belmar Plaza by maybe by Tiffin's. Might be where Tiffin's is. But anyway.
Yeah.
I like Ideal too.
Yeah. I think that's that version of things is always going to be my favorite, which I know is not giving a straight answer. I'd say then you've got Whole Foods as your backup because it's bigger. You can get everything you need. I'll say this much too, because of the drive up situation, this is going the opposite thing, but because I have a kid and this can be, it can be kind of a pain to be like, I don't need to make grocery store a whole event in my day. Like, you do a drive up at a Target, they rarely miss.
Here's the thing, pal.
It's very organized.
Here's the thing.
It's not perfect, but.
Nope. They incentivize you to do that too because you get a bunch of deals through the app. Michan is almost exclusively Target now, like, or rather pickup when we do our Target things.
Look, there's times when I'm killing time and you gotta pop go in there and you just mill around. I get it. But like for the most part, it's just like more efficient. If you need like branded stuff, that's the place. Like if you're buying your LaCroix, you're buying your, you know, that's, you know, that kind of thing, you know, whatever it is.
Yeah, sure.
It's all there and they bring it right out to you. They're quick.
Yeah.
You know, they'll bring you a coffee now too if you want it.
Oh, like, for real? From Starbucks?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You so it's like, yeah. It is, there's like a, there's a, on the polar opposite of the first answer, this is like a, just a convenience thing. Realistically, what we do every single week is one of each of those categories. We do the Target stuff because we have like, you know, we have a kid, so it's like she needs, she likes the little like pouches and like yogurts that she likes, and you know, her weird not milk, chocolate milk stuff, whatever it is, the pea thing. And so she's like, you know, like you can get all that in one fell swoop. They bring it out, they're quick, takes 2 seconds. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's dope.
And then you hit a Whole Foods for you, the big grocery thing, and then you do the little one because you forgot stuff or you want to make something specific.
Sure.
So yeah. I try to do. I'm trying to hit all of those three in 1 week. So I'll just make those my three.
Yeah. No, I'm with you. I'm with you. Yeah. Like I said, that ideal is great. I want to echo that. Yeah. I really love that ideal, Mark.
Whoever asked that question really knew we were going to spin out on that too.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Here's a fashion one before we get to another one that's very similar to that last one. Hoodie versus crew neck.
Hoodie.
Hoodie every single time.
And I'll tell you, I can explain to you granularly why I am pro hoodie and crew neck, and it might just be a Chase thing, you know? But for me, I like the hood because, again, I feel like I carry my body in such a way that I look like a hammerhead shark. The hood offsets how I feel my brutish shoulders look.
Okay.
So for me, it's a proportion thing. And in winter, it's nice to have the hood up and shit. But I know you would not agree with me.
No, I don't agree with you. And it's a little bit of like, I think like we talk about all the time, like hoodies look cool underneath stuff. It proportionally does something interesting. And I still like them. I've got plenty of them, you know. I get it. But for some reason, like I think here's two things. Number one, if I'm wearing a sweatshirt, I don't do a ton of layering, to be honest with you. It's just not my
usually have thing. Two things on.
More two or things less, is an ideal. Every once in a while, I have a light jacket over the top of that. But even in the winter, I don't like to have it. I'd rather it be
like, shirt and a jacket.
Yeah. So I'm just not a big layerer, and I think that hoodies cater better to like layering.
Yes.
Whereas like crew neck doesn't really matter. It could be anything. It might as well be a shirt. So I usually wear them alone, and I just think, to me, for some reason, a crew neck looks more adult than a hoodie. You know what I mean? I don't know why that is in my head. I have no logic behind it. It just feels
just
more
feels
mature.
Right. Yeah.
So it's what I gravitate towards. It feels like – it just feels older. It feels like an older style in general, like what an
old
person wears.
Well, and you also, up until the wool debacle, you have always been a sweater guy too, a crew neck sweater
knit. And I'll still be that. I just had to get rid of the wool ones and replace them with cotton ones.
Cotton.
But I do love a classic gray crew neck. I think is supreme.
Yeah, it's dope. I mean, I wear that EG one all the fucking time, but I probably would say I'm more of a hoodie guy.
Yeah, no, I mean, I get it. It's just especially if I'm wearing it alone, which is how I do it. It's just, it doesn't, I don't know, it feels like when, you know, when you see like a guy out and about and he's got like jeans on and then he's got like what is clearly like a smart wool like mid layer on and you're like, that feels wrong.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's how I feel in it. I'm not saying that's how it looks. That's how I feel. I feel like there should be something more to this.
No, I got
that
you.
I'm not doing.
I got you. Yeah.
So I just, I do it now and then, but it throws me off a little bit.
Yeah.
It's not me in my natural state.
No, understood. Understood. Yeah.
And the best one really is the Visvim one.
I was just going to
really
say,
expensive,
buddy.
But I also don't like the big hood for me.
I love the big hood. I'm with you, and I was just talking to Al yesterday. We got Visvim yesterday. We'll talk about this at the end of the pod, but it's ruined any other hoodies for me, man. I don't reach for any hoodie outside of my Visvim now, and I don't think of – it's like the other ones are fine, and I like my FrismWorks one, and in fact, that's more of like a home one because I got some stains and shit on it I can't get out. But I don't – No hoodie does it for me like the Viz one now. Everything
else is
just... It's
actually not... I mean, I think the fit used to be impossible to duplicate, and now there is a lot of brands doing similar fits to that, so I don't think it's like hard to get that any longer. I think what they've done well is that the weight is good.
Yes.
It's really light without feeling like...
If I have that under something, it can't go under everything because how roomy the armholes are and shit, you know what I mean? But like the Borough jacket that I'm wearing today, great.
You came with the Am Plus, I think. The Jumbos, you can't. That's
I can never remember which one I have, dude.
I get them confused too, but I'm pretty sure the Am Plus is – I might be wrong on this, but or it's reversed. But one's a little, one's armholes aren't quite as bat wingy as the other one. That's really the big difference to me.
I think this saying this out loud is solidified. It's like, I'm just going to get another hoodie, man, because it's the only one that I reach for, and I really love that item. Like, I really love my Viz hoodie. It's my favorite item to wear.
Get a crew neck from them, and then maybe that'll really, like, help me solidify things.
If the band isn't tight on the bottom, though, bro, because a crew neck...
They never do a tight band, I don't think. I don't... Either the band needs to be tight like it's vintage, so you do the little roll thing, or it needs to be basically there for no reason.
I'm down to have a band, but don't make it function.
Yeah, and that's the the in-betweeners are tough.
Yeah.
Like, I bought one of the Aura Lee, like, not Merino. It's one of the super cotton ones. It's like, and it is truly, far and away, like, the feel of that fabric is 100% better than the Visvim, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Like, it is the nicest, like, fleece fabric I've ever touched.
Sure.
Like, it was worth the money. That being said, the fit's a little wrong for me. You know what I mean? Like, it's, and it's just, and
how so? It's a little too slim,
like,
or something?
It's a little long, which is, especially for that type of thing, is tough, because then if you do the little, like, tuck the band situation, it, now I got a lot of fabric draping over it. It just kind of feels off.
Or so if you're not going to tuck it, not enough room for something to poke out underneath. Yeah. So then,
Which is a bummer, because I'm you know, basically only really collecting Aura Lee and La Mer. But like, it's like, it just is a little off. And that's the thing, like, the Vism one's better, at least the hoodie. Like, if it didn't have the hood attached, I'd be like, this is great.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I love this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I still love I like having hoodie in the arsenal. You know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of, you know, applications.
Tell me something that's better than this. It's a Sunday. You got to get up to run some errands. It's early. You're up earlier than maybe you typically would be. But long story short, it's not hot enough. But so long, what you do is you throw on a pair of running shorts and a hoodie. And you're out and about in the world. That's the best feeling. It's like shorts and a hoodie.
Chase, I can't tell you how much I would never do that.
Like, you'd never.
Never.
You know those Fear of God shorts we bought?
Mm-hmm.
Those are not a home only short for me. I will be wearing those.
Sure, I'm not saying that I won't wear, but I like I want a big boxy t-shirt. That's my move with a short pair of shorts. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Speaking of which, brother, haven't thought about this in a minute, but I still have in my life have only worn one t-shirt that's perfect, and it's the Nails tee that I have that is no longer able to be worn. I actually worry if I take that off the hanger, it will fall apart.
Is it like the weight or the fit?
Both. It was just the perfect tee. It was some either Gildan or All Style tee from 2010. 11.
We'll make our own t-shirt at one point that'll be the Canoe Club signature, because I still have some gripes with, like, what I'm looking for.
I haven't found it except that one.
There's people doing boxy tees now, but sometimes they're too extreme, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that. And it's not, there's something about, like, a vintage tee that has to be duplicatable, that where it's like I have like an old Obituary shirt and an old Mayhem shirt that are like, they're light.
They hit.
They're light but crispy, if that makes sense. You know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're
talking about. And they are big but not – like, when you put them on, it's like the way it drapes doesn't look like I'm wearing a 2XL.
Yeah, wearing a dress.
It just looks big in the right way. And those are the perfect – those are the ones I'm talking about when I say, like, that and a pair of, like, short running shorts, I'm all in.
Yeah, yeah.
I got the New Balance. I think what they're called is, like, Moore Trail or whatever they are. That's what I work out in. I love it.
We haven't carried them.
No, this is more of like a functional.
Oh, you wouldn't,
you know, not like a lifestyle situation. I've got two pairs of them. I love them.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're like super big on the bottom, but they don't feel like clunky.
Somebody was asking in Discord the other day about a specific New Balance product in terms of like functionality. And have you ever tried it? The 610? Remember when we had those? They have the similar. They have lacing similar to a Salomon, but
I think they've got kind of a stiff bottom, so they're probably good for hiking.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I said. I was like, they keep their structure. I would say maybe even more, you know, sturdy than an XT6 in my opinion, like the way they hit. But
yeah, it's probably similar, but like they're chunkier than like they're not as sleek as the XT6.
Yeah.
XT6 is still a good like hiking shoe.
Yeah, great shoe. You know, I mean, when I'm out in the woods this summer, that's what I'll be wearing.
Yeah,
when I'm climbing my trees.
I'm just addicted to that one New Balance. Like the aesthetic is good for me, because I like the chunky look, but they're slick enough where it doesn't look like. Here. I don't look like it's not. It's not like a tour. You know
what'd
what
you call
it?
You said it was a.
I think it's like I think it's called Moore or something, like New Balance Moore or something like that. They got like a
Moore V4. Yeah. Okay. I feel you.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. No, I've seen these. These are dope, dude.
Yeah.
These
they did the really good
cozy.
District. The District Vision collab ones were really cool. Yeah, I like this shoe a lot for, like, I'll do this for, like, most training. Like, I don't mind running in them. I actually do more of, like, the, like, incline walking and shit like that in them than I do, like, running proper, because I have some goofy Nike ones that are for, like, extreme athletes that I was gifted that every time I wear them, someone's like, why are you just like, doing a light jog in those? I'm like, yep. I don't have other ones. So. Okay, let's get to this last one, and this is going to be kind of similar to the one before. Someone asked, Family Mart, 7-Eleven, or Lawson?
So Family
these,
Mart.
These are – well, just hold on. Let me do the whole bit. this is like the, you know, convenience stores in Japan. Yeah. If you saw like our little like logo rips that we did for the last merch drop, that was Family Mart and Lawson's. 7-Eleven is also very popular there, but we've not really done a lot of that one.
I didn't pop into one once, but while we were in Tokyo, no.
I mean, I get it. They have definitely different stuff. And I've heard, like, all those, like, cool smoothies and drink stuffs are a little better there.
Yeah, I've heard some people say, and I know one of our boys likes the desserts more at a 7-Eleven. For me, man, Family Mart hits on everything. It's the color scheme works for me. I feel like I know what I'm looking for in there now at this point. Like, I've looked – there is no square inch in a Family Mart I hadn't looked at.
Well, me either at this point.
At this point, because it was the only place you went, yeah. No, I don't know. As for me, it's Family Mart. I like Lawson's, too. I like their sandwiches and stuff, you know what I mean? But Family Mart, to me, is just, I don't know. It just hit for me, and that's it.
I think that, like, I agree that, like, I love the aesthetics of a Family Mart, and it's very organized and clean, and it feels like, you know, kind of like a gas station run by Muji, you know what I mean? Kind of where it's very organized and clean. And
I love that.
You kind of know where everything is. And I like it for that reason. I like, at least for me, and I'm not doing as many freaky snacks and shit like you are, the egg salad to me is better at Lawson's. I just like it better. Yep. I can't even really pinpoint what it is. They're both good. So this is, you know, it's like a 10% better thing.
But
I like it better from Lawson's. And Lawson's is like, 4% grittier. Like 4% feels more like a gas station. And
I would agree.
And I sort of like it.
I would agree.
They got more magazines too.
You'd say 7-Eleven would be even more on the grittier side, right? Then
that's like way more snacky and stuff too, to me. You know what I mean? Which is like, just again, not really what I like the boring stuff. You know what I mean? Like they've got a lot of the hot coffees, a lot of the cold coffees.
Yeah.
Very straightforward at a Lawson's. The egg salads, but they don't have as many of the like pre-made stuff as everywhere else. It's sort of like we stick to our knitting here. And I don't know. I weirdly like it. And again, it's only a little bit better.
Yeah.
But for some reason, I think Lawson's is for me.
Interesting.
It feels like where older people hang out.
I could see that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like I think Family Mart would probably be more of our age range. If you live in Japan and you know, please fill us in.
We're probably wrong, but it feels like it would go age-wise 7-Eleven, Family Mart, Lawson's as far as like
that's probably aging up. Yeah.
And I don't know why I'm thinking that, but that's just what it feels like to me.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It feels more like it feels a little bit more classic for some reason. So that's why I like it.
Man, I wish we had a microwave in our room. Do we have a microwave in the old room? In Kyoto?
There's a microwave in the room.
In my room. Kyoto?
I know every inch of that room after.
Well, Tokyo didn't have a microwave.
Mine did.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. I didn't.
It's like a little one.
Oh, I didn't have one. Damn. In that case, I would have bought all that fucking shit to warm up,
bro. I'm taking that back. Absolutely, you could not have used that because I cannot add stink to that room. There's no chance.
You know, but I'm glad they haven't reached out since we left because, again, you saw my wall was damp. The wallpaper was coming off.
I don't know
off.
What you were doing in there. It was like a rainforest.
It's like the back room of a SeaWorld tank. Like, you know what I mean? Like, just
oh yeah. It was like a changing room at a water park.
Bro. Yeah, insane. Exactly. Yeah. That's exactly. Like,
that's probably because you're getting out of the shower without wiping yourself down, like you've talked about.
I do it now, bro. No, and it was even like, I don't know. I couldn't get the fan to work. Anyway. We don't need to go on about Japan anymore, but I would say for me, Family Mart. I also like their branded products. Those socks are my favorite socks. They have
that's fair. Yeah,
the shit I wish I would have bought.
And like I said, I only like it like a tiny bit more.
Yeah. Hey, if anyone out there is listening and you know a way for me to buy the products they have in Family Mart on the internet, I'm looking for the socks. I'm looking for the shorts.
We didn't even see the. You know, they did that whole collection of clothes. We didn't even see that. There.
Fuck, we should have done that. Anyway. I would love to do that if somebody knows how to do that for me.
We'll be back and I'll be not dying. So it'll be good. Okay. Well, I think we're to that wrap up portion. Why don't you walk them through a little delivery update?
Delivery updates. Since we've spoken last, I think when we recorded on Monday, we had already gotten shipments, right? Anyway, let's just talk over what came this week. We've gotten document. Mm-hmm. We are shooting document on a model right now as we speak. It was a fellow we used for Camille, and then we're going to do a YouTube video. Document is here. TSS is here. That is not online yet, but it will be online shortly. We've got two different shipments of VisVim. So we got VisVim footwear today. We have Christos. We have I'm not going to be able to think of the name of the
Skags, Seeger.
Skagway, Seegs.
Seegers. The one I can't remember is the – I want to call it Lambo, and I know that's not it, but it's the Penny Loafer.
I'll just pull it up real quick. And say the other things we got from Viz. We got some scents.
We've got their kind of like expanded scent line. So we've got diffusers, room sprays, candles, a bunch of different flavors there. We got some social sculpture. We got hoodies.
One of the flannels. Damaged chinos. The name of the what is it, dude?
Penny Loafer.
Fabro. John Favreau from the famed show Chef.
That's what you know him from?
Yes, unfortunately. I knew that was going to.
Okay, then there's one jacket, too. We did too much of this week for me to remember specific names, but it's the, it's the bombery thing.
Oh.
Why are we going to?
Thorson.
So we got
that from Viz. We also got one of the hats from Viz.
Flea tee
is already here, and I'll tell you what, motherfuckers are responding well to that. Yeah. So that's cool. I like
vintage
that.
Vintage tees. They're like inspired by vintage tees, but they're really well executed for feeling and like fitting, just very like, and that was the design.
Nothing too crazy one way or another.
Easy pieces for like just, yeah. I mean, they're like kind of like the perfect thing to like add to your wardrobe of like, oh, this looks cool under a denim jacket kind of deal.
We got two rings from MM6, Mace Margiela. Those are cool. We got Sammy Zelig shit a while ago. That's about it, pal.
That's about it.
ASICs are up and live. We got those Kiko release ones. That's it, dog. We got stuff coming, however. On the horizon yet to arrive for Tella. We are waiting on the rest of Beams Plus. I mentioned this in the last pod, but I'm waiting for those baggies, those shorts. There's a purple color that I think I want to get. We've got Beams Japan, otherwise known as Beams Home, on the way. That is sick. There's way more than we had the first season, surprisingly, because that was already quite a bit, but there's plenty more. In it are kendama. I'm going to get in trouble with you because I'm going to be fucking around with that kendama every day, but it's going to be a fun time. And I think that's about it, right? We don't have much outstanding for spring. Oh, and we did mention it. We have a massive capital delivery. Kana just added on a couple more boxes. So we're looking at 8 boxes coming from Japan. Absolutely brimmed with shit. We've got Boro that is yet to be stateside, to my knowledge. Just a lot of good stuff. This would have been – we are now in the deliveries of when we went to Kyoto and bought it. So starting to see all that shit. I can think of some heavy hitters from that showroom.
There's a lot still coming in, and then we've got if you're not on Patreon, we're gonna have a bunch of really stuff that you want to be on there for next month. We're not gonna bring it up just yet, but like you want to be on there.
Yep. Read between the lines.
Yep.
It's not too late to sign up.
Yeah. So
get yourself on for the next month.
We've got like our Japan video up there right now. We'll have another video pod. So if you are listening and you're this deep in and you're not checking out the video pod, that's like a whole extra episode that's video. They're usually a little bit more loose and fun. So if you like what we're doing here, but want a little less structure and a video version, so you can watch me aghast at Chase's responses, then you can pop over there. What else is, is there anything else that they need to be aware of? We just got we're sitting next to some samples for an upcoming collab. Ooh. Ain't gonna tell you what it is.
Ain't telling you nothing, but it's literally in the chair next to me. It's dope. It's
coming along nicely.
It'll be more expansive than what we have sampled right now, but the ball's rolling and we're excited.
And that's just one.
That's just one, boy.
All right, well, let's go get to work so we can get all that stuff online that we just
gotta get that shit online. I gotta pack some orders, dog. Let's listen to it.
All right.